You're listening to a Rare Drop podcast. Check us out at raredrop.co.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? Welcome to Ask Broman 70? Is it 70? It's 70. Is it 70? I'm not sure. I'm going to check right now, and I'm not prepared. But welcome, welcome, welcome. No, it's not 70. It's 61. Welcome to Ask Broman 61. I hope that each and every one of you are having a fantastic time. I got a little bit ahead of myself. 61. It's been a heck of a ride. If you're listening to this in the morning on Thursday, I just want to let you know I'm on my way to I'm on a plane right now. I'm heading to New York, and I'm going to be on the Ask Gary V podcast later today when you're listening to this. So that's going to be really awesome. I'm excited. You can tune in if you're listening in the morning at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. 1:30 p.m. Eastern chat. 1:30 p.m. Eastern podcast family. at facebook.com/GaryVEE or on Twitch. It'll be a good time. Same address. But we are 61. It's 61, chat. Listen, I'm tired and I'm all over the place. If you can't tell, it's been a whirlwind month for me. We've been lots of traveling, lots of doing stuff. But we're going to get to the questions now. So we're going to talk to Neolite88. If this is your first time. Oh, hey! Hey, what's up, Neolite? Ooh, he's already got your stuff ready, and I'm excited, man.
Yeah, already muted you also, so yeah, it should be good.
Fantastic, well, man. Well, what can we do for you? What can I do for you?
Yeah, I've been a long time listener and follow on Twitch, and I even subscribed a few times, but I have a little situation on my own channel.
Okay.
I love the Destiny community, and I want to grow my own thing here.
Yeah, your own brand and stuff. Yeah.
Having trouble, you know, getting the follows and the views up and those kind of things. So how can I promote myself better, and what are the best way to do so?
To sort of grow? Okay, so... are you still streaming Destiny? Is that like your home base on Twitch?
That's my main thing. Yeah.
Okay. So like, if that's how you're going to continue to approach things, you need to understand that like long term, the ebb and flow of content coming out for that one game is going to dramatically affect the level of attention you get on your channel. So like right now is not like worrying about growth right now isn't really the best thing. I would be worrying about depth of content, like connecting with the people who are there. And let's say next week when, or 2 weeks from now when the DLC comes out, that's going to be a big focus, would be growing. So now's actually a great time to set yourself up, right? Get yourself ready for whatever's coming next. So in general, I think the best tips for like growing your content anywhere is to be as big a part of the community as you can be. And that's not to say always be streaming. In a lot of cases, it might be something as simple as spending 2 hours a day and making sure for each of those 2 hours, you're spending 10 minutes in a different channel for the full 2 hours. And you're in that channel talking to everyone who's there, interacting, talking about Destiny, talking about what you like, making friends in there. And that's going to help build your network on Twitch. That'll give you 12 channels that you can consistently work on, you know, building solid relationships with other viewers. And those are the people you need to build the relationships with because they're viewers. They're not other broadcasters. I think that that's another big mistake folks do when they're growing is they try and make friends with every broadcaster they can. Well, here's the issue is if you're constantly networking and talking to other people who also stream, every one of them is also going to be streaming. So how does that help your viewer base unless, you know, they're offline or they raid you, which is definitely a part of the equation. But I think investing in other viewers, like building relationships with folks in other channels, is one of the most underutilized techniques on Twitch, that especially for people who are starting, you know, to grow. You can look at that as like you're putting in 10 minutes in 12 channels, right? It takes 2 hours, but over time, like out of each of those communities, you might gain one consistent viewer that's going to tune in every single time.
Friends, yeah, and every port, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I get the idea.
Yeah, so that's one of the techniques that I would recommend. As far as like getting followers or focusing on getting followers, I think, you know, follower numbers are great. I think that the focus on making sure it's constantly going up is a little bit of a, it's like, yeah, a false metric, right? Like, I feel, yeah, like
I don't have a number in my head that I want, yeah, to have, you know,
that's good,
followers every day. I just, you know, I like to see the same people show up, and
yeah,
maybe one or two a day, right?
Yeah. This is something that I think I haven't talked about it enough on stream, but the reality is the content on Twitch is live, which means there's one moment in time you can consume that content. It's not like YouTube or a podcast where someone can tune in at any point in time during the day and they can enjoy the content, right? It has to fit into their schedule. And so a lot of content creators, when they're growing or when they're getting started, they're like, I don't understand why I don't see the same people every day. And the really simple answer is you don't see them every day because they might be busy. You know, they might only get to catch you twice a week, which is fine. You know, you can build deep relationships with people who are only there once or twice a week. But again, I think it's adjusting your perspective that you can't expect everyone to show up every single time. Like, I had this really fucking weird idea in my head when I started streaming that, like, I always, in order to have it be considered a successful stream to me in the beginning, I had to have 10% of my followers showed up every single time I streamed. And that sort of remained true for a while. But then as my channel grew, like, it just becomes kind of like a fool's game, because that's not a true holding metric for anyone on the platform, you know? So yeah. I would start focusing on who's there, and maybe don't worry so much about, like, how do I get everyone to show up all the time? Because you really can't. Like, there's no guarantee that someone who's there one day will be there the next day, because they might be busy.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
How about, you know, getting my name out there for, you know, when I'm eventually streaming? How do I, is there a way to, you know, to put the title in a certain way so it's,
yeah,
more click,
yeah,
you know, not clickbaity, but, you know.
Well, I mean, listen, I think that everyone gets really shitty about clickbait. Like, I personally think clickbaiting, like, that's how it works, right? Like, that's how you get attention. Like, yeah, designing good thumbnails that people want to click on YouTube is part of YouTube. Anytime someone says, this title is bullshit clickbait, I just laugh and go, are you, like, that's how the game fucking works. It's so, like, that's just people complaining, and it's honestly pointless. But I think when it comes to, you know, your Twitch title, I think sometimes there needs to be information that's gotta be in there. So, like, let's say you're streaming and you're streaming Fortnite. One of the pieces of information most people put in their titles is how many wins they have, you know? So there's ways to sort of make sure that you're not hurting yourself with your title, but there isn't really anything you can do that's going to be like, oh man, this title, I'm going to click on it. Unless it's like a new game, right? And you're like, hey, I'm 80% of through the game and no one else is that far. Like, that might draw people to you, but on a day-to-day basis, there's not really anything you can put in your title other than, you know, what you're doing that's really going to yank people out of their feed and focus on your channel.
Okay. Yeah, because I've noticed that when we do prestige raids in the clan, you know, people show up more often than just grinding. And I can't do prestige every time, right?
Yeah. End game content in any game is going to usually get more viewers. That was a big thing for me. Like, I forced myself to raid 8 hours a day when Destiny was kind of in its prime, because I knew that's how I was going to attract the most attention. And it was fucking brutal, but I managed to keep it up, you know, because that's what I had to do. Not saying that that's what you have to do, but the fact that you recognize that, like, you know what you need to do to get people to tune in. So maybe you decide to start your stream in the beginning with doing a high value activity, and then you focus on keeping those people around afterwards.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
That's kind of the tactic that I adapted over time. And a lot of broadcasters do that. They'll have a high value activity that they'll kind of start their stream with, and then they'll move away from that into, you know, whatever's next.
Okay. That's tough to think about, and
I
don't think I have anything else in mind at the moment.
A couple other like pieces of advice: everyone, when they're starting streaming, they really like to focus on just streaming. And I think that while that's awesome, taking another like 30 minutes every day to make sure that you're redistributing your content on you know, Instagram and Facebook and YouTube is really important, and that can provide a lot of return for your live content. You know, and it's not something everyone's doing, and I think it's one big key difference maker that you could sort of include in your workflow that might net you more attention over the long term. It's not going to provide like instantly more viewers, but it's absolutely over time going to get people conditioned to looking for your content everywhere.
Yeah, because I'm already posting to Twitter and Facebook and Instagram sometimes.
That's awesome.
Just to, you know, get attention. But I don't see in the view reports that anybody from Instagram is showing up or
not
anything
yet.
Like that.
Not yet. But it's, you know, it's about the long game. It's about taking time and being patient and being there, because you can grow a community there too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't. I always like to say that you shouldn't say no for someone else. You should give them the option to say no. But when you decide, like, I'm not going to put my content there because it just doesn't perform well, and so that platform just doesn't work for me. I think that's a big mistake that a lot of folks make. They say, oh, well, I'm just going to ignore it. When in reality, maybe like their approach is wrong. Maybe they're not, you know, getting everything that they need to set up. Maybe they're not using relevant hashtags. Maybe they're creative, you know, like your Instagram posts, like maybe it sucks. So I think that there's other ways to approach it in the long term, instead of just saying like, I'm not going to use this, which, not that that's what you're saying, but it's what I hear a lot.
Yeah.
And I wanted to put that out there for anyone who is listening. But it sounds like, I mean, if you're posting all that stuff and you're focusing and you're putting time in like that, I think
that's trying to, you know, let people see that I'm going live, and I have my own Discord where I also post that I'm live now and come watch and, you know, the stuff.
Yeah, like I think it's really going to pay off in the long term for you. I'm going to have a question for you though, mm-hmm. before you go. I hear that you have an accent. So mm-hmm. What's your first language?
That is Danish. I'm
Danish.
From Denmark. Yeah.
Do you stream in your first language?
No, I don't.
You should heavily consider making content in your first language.
Yeah. The thing is, my clan is from England. That's
sure,
the reason
sure.
That I...
But when it's just you, you should really consider focusing heavily on the fact that, you know, that's your language, that's your culture. It's something that you can do that I can't. It's something that you can do that every English primary, you know, English language speaking person who English is their first language, you know, I can't put on a show in Danish, but you can. I know that a lot of folks think that, you know, English is the language of Twitch, or it's the language of content. And you're right. Like, speaking English allows you to cast a wider net. But when you're in your position trying to grow your community, making a beachhead and saying, like, you know, these, you know, if you have 10,000 people that are going to consistently tune into your channel because you do your channel in your, you know, native language, your first language, that then all the other shit doesn't matter. You don't have to worry about all this, like, count your metrics and focus on all this other stuff. Like, you just win because you speak another language. And this is, I give this advice to a lot of people, and I really have been waiting to get feedback from folks. But one of my experiences in the past, I started playing a game when I was back speedrunning, because I thought that I was like, oh wow, people love speedruns of this game. And I didn't consider at the time that the primary, like the number one speedrunner for the game was French. So every time he was speedrunning Final Fantasy VI, he'd get like 6,000 viewers. And I was like, oh crap, if I speedrun this game, I could probably pull in, you know, maybe 1,000, right? Like, because I had a pretty decent channel size by then. And it yep. ended up being one of the like lowest performing games I ever streamed. And the reason and what I learned from that was the reason people were tuning into, you know, Mr. MV, who's still a fantastic broadcaster, by the way, was because he spoke French and his French community would show up for that event for him. So it sort of allows you to straddle two worlds. And I'd really consider putting some time into making, you know, Danish language content on Twitch, because it will outperform your other stuff in a big way.
Yeah, I'm just afraid, not afraid, but I don't want to close the door for any speaking person, but I guess I can Duolingo a thing or two.
Yeah, I would highly recommend checking out Mr. MV's stream. I know you don't speak French, but he manages communities in two languages live, and it's very impressive. So you don't have to close one door to open the other. You can open both of them. But you know, that it just takes time to learn how to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you can, it'll be such an advantage for you in everything that you're doing. Like, please give it some heavy thought.
Yeah, I'm open to suggestions. So yeah, I just you know, in the process of, you know, I've streamed for, you know, on and off 2 years. Then mm-hmm. I had a period when I had to stop for work reasons.
Sure.
Just recently came back for like 3 months ago, and before that I did English and switched back to Danish on a different channel, and mm-hmm. the success was not that big because the saturation of PUBG at the time was not the best, right?
Yeah, game selection is always going to matter, but you know, language is a tool in your box, and you need to learn how to use it to your advantage, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that we've talked about all that, and I'm sure there might be, like, you know, let's say there's 15 Danish people who listen to this podcast, right? And hopefully. Now they really want to know who the fuck you are so they can come watch your shit. So let them know where they can find you.
Yeah, well, I am NeoLight87. That's my tag on everything, from Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Uplay, Steam, you know, you name it. I'm decent, lucky enough to have the same tag everywhere.
That's awesome. So that's NeoLight87, guys. NeoLite87. Thank you so much for coming on and letting me grill you a little bit about language. I really do appreciate that, man. I hope you have a great night.
Yeah, you too, and thanks for having me.
All right, man. Have a good one. Bye.
Yeah, see ya. Bye.
All right, we're going to get Seftimor in here now. What's up, Seftimor?
How's it going, sir?
It's going great. You're loud. Give me a second. Bring you down.
Yeah, sure.
Excellent. All right. What can I do you for, sir?
Well, I recently just got a... first of all, I want to thank you for saying the name right. I was pumped.
Don't get that very often. I'm bad at reading.
No, it's all good. I recently got an Elgato green screen.
Okay.
Do you have any tips on, like, anything in OBS? I'm seeing, like, a little bit of grain, and I know, like, lighting and all that, but, like, any software tips or anything like that?
Sure. So yeah, let's get a little bit more detail into your problem or the issue that you're having. Okay. So what exactly about your so I'm assuming it's your camera capture, right?
Right.
What exactly about that do you not like right now?
Well, what I'm not liking is I could see some grain around, say, like, the mic or like the top of my headset.
Okay. So that usually has to do with your similarity. So there's a slider on there that's going to kind of color match in an expanding zone if you were looking at, like, a color wheel.
Right.
How much of that color is removed. So you could try turning your similarity down. And that should, you know, I guess, restore the color of, you know, your mic and everything else while you're working on that. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
it makes sense. I don't know if that's something you've played with before, but it super helps.
Yeah. I was, when I first got it was like, when you first set that up, you're like, oh, you know, I'm going to pull it up and it's going to look great. I'm like, oh, that's not how it goes, you know?
Yeah.
So I've been tweaking around with it, though.
So you can do that. The other thing that I always recommend with green screens is don't use like a dropper select to pick your color of green, because coming out of your camera, that color is always going to be looking more organic. It's going to have like more yellows in it, more browns, and it's going to like match human skin tone a little bit better. So go like to any website and look up green screen green and get that hex code and plug that in for your chroma.
Okay, that's actually what I was hoping you were going to say, because I was listening to another podcast and they were talking about how they found like this like certain shade of green that like worked with anything. So
yeah,
so that's what I'll have to look up.
Using that kind of hyper color green, it has more blue in it, so it's going to stay away from like most natural skin tones and clothing colors and things like that. You know, obviously, if you've got like, you know, really blue skin, or if you've got blue eyes and you screw around with it too much, it can really mess with you. But it's going to help like get that, like remove that graininess. Another thing that you can do if you're finding, are you having trouble with like bleed? Like if you look around your head, does it sort of look like you have a green halo?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. So that's, you already mentioned lighting, so backlighting helps that a lot.
Okay.
If you're, so I mean, like I have a Philips Hue light that's connected to the back of my, you know, like I have that lighting the back of my head all day, because, you know, that's what you need. A little bit of color back there behind it sort of eliminates that green haze around where you're at.
Okay, awesome.
So those are those two things. Another trick is you can actually apply more than one chroma, depending on your software, to your green screen layer.
Okay.
So like if you're using your camera, you can have a couple, you know, if you hit it and you're like, I can't get this perfect, I wish I could use another color too. You can set up a second chroma key on, you know, the same layer on your camera. And then now you have an even better analog or better color selection than what you have at, you know, right now.
Excellent.
Yeah.
But thank you.
Super hacks, man. I love it.
Yeah. I love that. Great.
So what? Yeah. So is that all? Is that all I can do for you? You got some follow-ups?
I have one follow-up, and then if you don't mind, I'd like to thank you, but tell you like a little story.
Yeah, I'd love to hear a story, man. For sure. So
one more thing is anything on mobile, anything to, because I'm on Mixer, so gotcha. I don't have the opportunity to clip stuff anymore. So, right. Is there anything that any mobile stuff or anything that you could, or on the computer software that easy to like clip, say something from YouTube have, or you something have, to,
sorry, I, like, just let me cycle back. I have questions.
Yeah, sure.
I thought Mixer had like clip functionality.
Not that I'm aware of.
Not that you're aware of. Okay. Yeah. Cool. So, There's a lot of different software programs. Some people do use like homebrew replay systems. Okay. Boom TV is something that a lot of people have been using recently, which is, you know, it's like an extension that you can use to download or clip your own stuff. So I'd recommend either one of those.
Okay. I was always worried about Boom just with, I have an older computer. So
yeah,
I actually messaged you on Instagram that I was going to buy a new one this year. So yeah, I'm always worried about Boom running in the background, just that it would affect the stream, because I'm already running at like 720, 30. I mean, it looks fine because I got
but
like,
it's
a good
like
bit
working,
rate.
Your computer's internet. Working really hard and you don't want to overwork it. And yeah,
right. So just asking if there was anything like, say, like I downloaded my because you could still download your stream.
Yeah.
And any software to like clip that quick and like send it to Instagram or something like that. You know,
no,
I don't know if you knew of anything.
Like, so all of my social stuff is done. And this is where my hardware technical knowledge breaks down. Right. All of my editing and clips and stuff, like that's all taken care of by my editor. So if you want like information about software, different approaches, ways that he distributes content and gets it edited and sends it to me, all that stuff, you're going to want to talk to Captain Tullis. It's at Captain Tullis on Instagram or Twitter.
Okay.
But he manages all of my everything.
Awesome.
When it comes to that. So I know he uses, you know, Adobe Premiere for pretty much everything. But yeah, I mean, that's it, you know.
Cool.
As far as that, also, if you're worried about your computer consumption, there's a lot of different tech that's coming out. It's like on the streaming side that might make things easier for you. Full disclosure, this is a company that I'm like kind of consulting with to help them make the software really good. Okay. But I wouldn't be doing that if I didn't believe in their product, right? So if you haven't had a chance to, I recommend checking out this software called Bebo. What they do is like they kind of use the cloud to encode your stream. So you wouldn't necessarily have to run your computer super hard to, you know, get your signal out. You just have to get it to them. And then, you know, with their, you know, they have like a server, you know, net or server cloud, and that would do a lot of the hard work and heavy lifting for yourself. So that way you could maybe run Boom alongside, you know, you could run Boom alongside because you don't have to use as much of your CPU. You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
I'm like, I don't know your specific situation, but I'm just trying to problem solve with you if you have limited resources.
Yeah, I mean, I don't run, you know, really high CPU. I mean, it hits like, you know, 18%, something like that on the CPU when I'm streaming and stuff. But I always worry. But
yeah,
I mean, I should probably just give it a go and stop, you know, and just at least try it for one stream. It's not going to kill me. You know what I mean? Try Boom. So well, maybe that's what I'll do.
Yeah, I mean, you can try it for one stream. But I mean, this conversation has helpful for anyone who's like resource limited, right?
Right.
You know, for reference, my CPU runs at 18%. when I'm streaming and encoding and recording and all that stuff.
Okay.
So there is that. Make sure you reach out to Captain Tullis. What else do you got?
Well, I just, you know, I wanted just to thank you, but I wanted to tell like a little bit of just my background. I last year around January of 2017, I started, before even knowing you guys had a podcast or anything like that, I started creating content.
Okay.
Made my own website, started a podcast on YouTube and then on Anchor. And
I streamed. Fucking awesome.
Yeah. And I streamed to Twitch back in 2015, but no consistent schedule, nothing like that. So then I can't remember exactly how I found the Ask Bro Man podcast, but I think it was just streaming 101, and I think I typed that into Pocket Cast, and you popped up, and yeah. I binged it all over the holiday season, and got back into Twitch, and then, you know, your first podcasts about Mixer were like, ah, do I want to do that? Do I want to do that? So I did Restream for a little bit, and then once I saw, you know, Kevin and Angry Iceberg and guys like that make the jump, I'm like, listen, if they're making the jump with their following, you know, I have nothing to lose. So I did it. And from the past year of, you know, creating content, nothing has been more, you know, rewarding than streaming with your tips and everybody's questions than, you know, the advice I got from you. Nothing has been more rewarding. I mean, you know, I'll have 4 to 5 to 6 people. I am fully on Mixer now. Those people did come over. They were in my Discord. I talked to them. I said, hey, I'm going to move to Twitch over to Mixer. There was no problem. So anybody worried about that? But, you know, just that community. You know, I had somebody at the end of my stream, a girl. She said, thank you for creating a community that I could call home.
Yeah.
And wow. I wrote a lot of self-help stuff. And I wrote a lot of just my thoughts and things that I was going through. And I got, you know, a little bit of recognition from that and a little bit of people saying thank you, but nothing like that. Like, I will never forget that. And that's in, you know, streaming for 4 months now. Back at it again. Like I said, I did stream, but like,
yeah,
just back at it again. And like anybody out there who's, you know, thinks that maybe you always say that community, that 1, 2, 3 people, they matter. And they're like, oh, he could say that he's got this many viewers. No, mm-hmm. Like, it's the fucking truth. You know, it's incredible what you can do with one person, what you can do with 2 people, what you can do with 3 people. And now I'm networking like a madman on Twitter. I'm networking in Mixer itself. And me and Hidden have been co-streaming together.
Awesome.
yeah, me and Hidden have been co-streaming together. I'm just meeting other friends, and it's just this network that we're building, and it's just really, really awesome to see. And I just wanted to just tell that story. I still do write. I still do stuff like that. I just did put out a blog post last week about, you know, technical issues go live anyway. you know,
fair,
it was just,
man.
It was just something when you're down and out, and that to be there for the community. And then I wrote another post this week about how streaming and doing that got me to create my other content even more. I'm writing more than ever. I'm podcasting more than ever.
It's crazy how content, like, the cycle feeds itself, right? That's something
right.
that I have realized, and I didn't mean to interrupt, sorry, but
no, it's all good.
Like, so much of my content that I create, especially the motivational content or like the really focused educational content that I put out about streaming, is because I started doing this podcast. Like, I'm answering questions that I wouldn't have thought of in like 10,000 years. But because I'm back here, right, talking to you, talking to people who are literally like at zero, right? They haven't started yet. Like, it's reminded me of all the struggles that I had to go through. And it's just incredible to hear a different perspective, especially from someone who's a writer, about how streaming has informed their ability to write more. I think that it's just so key. So many folks are paralyzed. Like, how am I going to find a way to make more content? Like, I'm at a limit. I don't have any more ideas. It's crazy how when you make shit and you just put it out there, you get this intellectual return and it starts to drive itself like an engine, right? You can just feel the wheel turning, and things just start connecting on all cylinders. I don't know. Like, you're the first person who's shared that with me. But that's the way I feel often.
Right. And you know, it's about, you know, you have your typical banter, in stream, and sometimes you go deep, just like you do on this podcast. And, you know, it just fuels that fire. When you have that conversation, you get offline and something wowed you, and you said, I have to write that. Like, I got to write this and put it out there.
Gotcha.
You know, and that's how it's fueling me and my blog to this day. So, I mean, I'm doing that in the meantime still, and it just gives me more fuel and more ammunition and just stuff that I could just write about. And it's actually more like truthful. For when you used to look for something to write, now you're actually helping people in real time with their problems.
Yeah, you're being
and reactive. You have something. It's incredible, man. I just wanted to thank you for letting me share that story, man. I truly appreciate it.
Of course. Of course. I think it's cool when I say shit. It's different when somebody who's been out there doing it, or air quotes taking my advice, comes on and says like, hey, this guy's not full of shit. Also, look at this other cool thing that happened. It provides me with a lot of value. So I'm grateful, Seftimore. So do you want to let everyone know where they can find you and your blog and everything?
Yeah. All right. So, all right, let me get this right. So Twitter, Instagram, and on Mixer is just Seftimore.
Spell that.
Seftimor. It was a random name that was, it wasn't Seftimore, but it was generated in EverQuest 1 when I was 13.
Solid.
And I rearranged the letters to be Seftimore. So that's, I've been the same since like 13 years old. But and then my blog is SeftimoreLive.com. So the same thing, SeftimoreLive.com. And I usually post, if I do a YouTube video or if I do anything like that, it's posted up on there as well.
Yeah.
So I have links to my YouTube. I don't have a link to my Mixer yet. I probably should get on that, but So I don't have anything like that, but I actually did in the newest post drop, you know, your podcast and say, I recommend going and listening, because everything that I know, you know, is coming from this. And I would have never gotten back into streaming, man, if it wasn't for you and the awesome people that are asking these questions every single week. So just remember, you know, to anybody listening, that like he says, like one, two, three people, I have people two, three people that are showing up. And then, you know, we get into the 10s or whatever, 13s right now. Like I said, I just started on Mixer about a month ago. But, you know, I have the best time. I was just saying to a guy that was in here before you took me in that, like, just playing, I'm back playing Warcraft, just playing Warcraft. Mm-hmm. And I never played it on stream. And now that I have people to talk to that, like, grind or whatever, it's a different experience. It's amazing.
That's so cool, man.
Yeah, so I'm sorry I'm rambling here.
No, you're not.
I'm sure someone else wants to come on.
I appreciate it, man. These are the kind of stories that I live for this sort of stuff. This is why I do what I'm doing here is to hear things like this, you know, to hear success stories, to hear people who've taken the advice, because I'm fucking worthless if the advice doesn't fucking help people, right? So I appreciate it so much, man. And I'm glad you're doing well. Everyone who listened, please go check out Septimore everywhere you can. He's obviously a great guy who's incredibly motivated. And he does something that I can't do right now, which is write. So please, 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 if you're a fan of written content, written word content, please check out Septimore. And yeah, there's my plug for you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for everything, man.
You have a great day.
All right. Thanks again.
All right. Bye. God damn it. What an amazing guy. What an amazing guy. It always makes my heart so happy to hear things going well for people. It's awesome. It's awesome. It's like fucking jet fuel, man. Let's get Blue Psycho in here. Hey, Blue Psycho, how you doing?
Oh shit, I'm on.
Hey, oh shit, yeah, you are, dude. What's up?
You scared the shit out of me. This feels so weird to me because
take a moment, man. If you guys take a moment, it's
I'm so sorry.
You don't need to fucking apologize to me, bro. It's all good.
First off, before I ask the question, I just like to say how you and Goth and like K Magic are just such good people.
Like, thank you.
I mean, like, I all the stuff you do at the charity, it's just so happy. It makes me see like gaming in a positive light. It just makes me happy.
And me too,
just,
man.
I just want to say thank you for that. Like, all you do for like the community in general.
Thank you, dude. Like, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate that. I desire strongly to have, you know, any conversations about gaming that try to point it in a negative direction, to just be like, just be able to point at GuardianCon or something that we do and everyone be like, no, you're an idiot. Like, shut the fuck up. Look at all these great things, you know. A lot of what I do, especially with GuardianCon, stems from the fact that I hated hearing people talk shit about gaming. Like, other than AGDQ or SGDQ, which are both fantastic events, like, that was it. Like, it was one thing. And so I was like, well, fuck it, man. I need to build the next thing that people could point to and look at and try and embrace another side of the gaming space. So I'm happy that you feel that way, because that is exactly how I want people to feel when they're talking about or seeing GuardianCon ever. So thank you. What can I do for you?
For variety streaming. And because I'm, you know, like variety stream people, like some people play a different game every day and all that.
Yes.
Would I build this, like, give this a try on Mixer with this? Because sometimes I'll play, like, let's say Warframe for like 3 days straight. Like, 3 days straight, I'll play that and then I'll just drop it for like a month.
Yeah.
Do you think I could still succeed even with that regard?
Yeah, dude. I think that. And this is something that I've been getting some DMs about this. You know, Kevin, KMagic101 over on Mixer, this is something that he's doing. He's physically doing this right now. There is a big space on Mixer that is unoccupied. Variety streaming on Mixer isn't really happening yet. It's very centered on whatever the hot game in the moment is.
Like PUBG and...
Yeah, PUBG and Fortnite. Like, it's PUBG, Fortnite, PUBG, Fortnite, PUBG, Fortnite, right? So now is a great time, especially if you're a variety broadcaster, to go over there and insert yourself and say, like, hey, are you on Mixer and you want to watch not PUBG and Fortnite? Guess what? We're playing Warframe. Guess what? We're playing God of War. Guess what? We're playing Monster Hunter. you know, and realizing that, like, yes, your growth is going to be slower, but it's the same way for anyone who started as a variety broadcaster on Twitch. The growth is slower because you're sort of riding the hype on every new game. And but when you build that community, these are people who are in love with the way that you do what you do and you as a person, as a broadcaster. And there is so much strength in a community like that, that you don't really get from just streaming one game all the time. And that is from me, someone who built my channel on streaming one game at a time, whether it was Borderlands or Destiny. You know, there's so much more strength in community. There's so much more strength in community when it's built over time like that, when it doesn't matter what's going on, everyone's still together sort of situation. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's really, it's all I had to ask.
that's it, man. You know, other things that, and I don't know if you can do this because I'm not this kind of person, but if you can organize a schedule each week or every month, that is something that Co Carnage does here on Twitch. People know what Co is playing. He has a list of games, like, this is what we're doing, and he'll plan shit out, and he is a master executor on that. So if you don't follow him and just watch how he does what he does, because I think as a variety broadcaster, one of the things that's variable for you is people don't know what to expect, because what is he going to stream today? Well, if you build out a schedule, people are going to know. So I highly recommend, you know, if you've got the chops for it, if you're a planner, if that's something you can teach yourself how to do, that is key for the long, like, long term success for, you know, variety streaming.
Yeah. Anyways, thanks for having me on, bro, man. I appreciate this.
Dude, thank you so much for being a part of the podcast, and thanks for calling in. I'll let you go back to the conversation I'm sure you're having with everyone else in there.
have a good day, bro.
Man. Yeah, man. Talk to you later. Such feel-good conversations today, chat. Ah! It feels good. I love it, man. I love it. Such good vibes going into what's next. I love it, man. All right, we're gonna grab one more person, and then I'm gonna join up for dudes to get ready for this Monster Hunter situation. Let's grab Gun Cannon 15. Okay, Gun Cannon. What's up, bro?
Not much. Holy cow, I didn't think I was gonna get on.
You're on, dude. It's crazy.
Awesome. Well, I guess my biggest question that I have is I've been streaming. Well, I was streaming for a while, and then I had to take a fairly long hiatus.
Sure.
You know, real life issues, things coming up and whatnot. And I'm now getting to the point where I'm ready to kind of come back and start doing things. And I'm curious as far as to if the logical step would be for me to go back to, you know, Twitch. I don't know how many followers I have at this point, or to go to something like, you know, like Mixer.
I mean, I always like to answer this question by asking you this question first. What's your long-term goal with Mixer, or with Twitch, with streaming?
With streaming, maybe to get to a point where, you know, becoming partnered or being able to grow to a point where I can make it a little bit more of a
self-sustaining, maybe it your full-time career. Okay. My recommendation currently is if you're starting in your goals to sort of make this your full-time gig, I think that, you know, there's no better places to start that process than Mixer and Facebook right now. Facebook has rolled out a subscribing feature, which I know everyone's like, they're never going to do it. And then they did, of course, because the internet thinks that every developer on the planet's incapable. I don't know. It's weird. but, you know, like, so Facebook's rolling out the sub button. Obviously, it's only for like their premier partner right now. I think Stone Mountain is the only one who has it. But obviously, that's a test run, right? It's going to happen for everyone else. So, you know, the monetization tools are being put in place on Facebook. I wanted to highlight that because I hadn't talked about that here yet. But the whole point or the whole game behind going full time making content is that you need to be able to take what you do, put it in front of as many people as possible, and build a community, right? the community and culture around your channel. And right now, when you're starting, it's really difficult to do that on Twitch and infinitely easier to do it elsewhere. So that's not to shit on Twitch. I think that, you know, it's the biggest player in town, but I just don't see the value in putting in an immense amount of effort for a questionable payoff when you could put in the same amount of effort on another platform right now, at least, and get a much more, you know, guaranteed return. When I started on Twitch, it was pretty much time in, time out for growth. No matter what you were streaming 5 years ago on Twitch, if you were there and you were consistent, you were going to get growth. It might be 10 followers a day. It might be, you know, 1,000 followers a day, but you were going to get growth. You were going to get consistent growth over time. Now, the story's different. You can stream consistently every day, even with a massive community, and like numerical growth is just not going to be happening for you. Sometimes. So yeah. I think that's a long way of saying yes. I think that you should consider starting again somewhere else because it's going to have the most value for you.
Yeah, and I thought along that lines as well. I mean, where I'm currently at as far as to, you know, any sort of technology, my internet is not the greatest. And I've been able to find that, you know, I can stream off a console fairly decently without having any sort of issues there. Yeah. And with the Xbox having, you know, Mixer on there, I tried it. It was like a week ago or so, and it worked out fairly well. I didn't see any sort of frame droppage or anything. So.
Excellent.
And I know once I get into a better internet connection, I would love to be able to move things over to there because I used to do in real life streaming as far as to building stuff. So
yeah, IRL and Mixer just added creative and music as directories, like separate from gaming on their platform, which is huge. That's one of the big things that they've really been needing to do if they're trying to capture this whole slice of life audience. They need to break it out more. So that's big. Over there right now. And also, I can't remember the name of the company. I think it's called Lightstream or Go Lightstream. They just partner with Mixer to allow you to do things like overlays, even if you're streaming right off your Xbox. I need to dig further into the tech, so I'm not talking out of my ass on this, but I would recommend checking that out too. That's a big move because a lot of folks are starting. Startup cost is a big issue for a lot of folks, but if you're starting on, you know, Mixer and you can start with overlays, even streaming from your console, that's big, you know, it's big stuff.
Yeah, that's big because one of the creative things that I do actually is make overlays. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would, yeah, I that'd be give you a chance to show things off and a way to maybe get it on the ground floor with Lightstream and design overlays for them, perhaps.
Hmm. I will definitely have to take a look into that. That's awesome. Thank you.
they announced it the other day and I tried to sort of highlight it. I think I retweeted it. If I didn't, I meant to, but you know, it that's a game changer. Being able to stream with an overlay off of a console is a fucking game changer because it takes the investment costs of starting a good gaming live stream down to owning just the console, like literally, which is nuts to me. Compared to what it used to cost. Like if you want to stream off a console, fuck you. You're not getting any overlays unless you spend, you know, $1,200 minimum on new gear. So please check that out. And if you're listening to the podcast, please check it out.
Yeah, I definitely will. Wow, that's actually really that is a game changer for me.
It's a game changer for a lot of folks.
And I did kind of want to tell a little bit of a story. I started watching you maybe like 5-6 months ago. And I've been listening to all the Broman podcasts since then. I think I'm almost caught up. And I've started implementing a lot of the stuff that you guys have been talking about, and it's been fantastic so far. And I love everything that you do.
Thank you, man. I don't know what to say when people say shit like that. That's awesome. Like the fact that you're enjoying everything means the world to me.
Oh yeah. Your streams get me through a day of work. So absolutely.
That's what it's all about, man. Well, Gun Cannon, can you let everybody know where they can find you and all that good stuff?
Yeah, I'm on Mixer at GunCannon15. I'm on Twitch at GunCannon15. Pretty much most social medias, if you type in GunCannon15, that's me.
GunCannon15, I like it everywhere.
Yeah, best branding idea I ever had in college.
You fucking nailed it, dude. I'm proud of you. All right, my man. Well, you have an awesome day. I'm going to wrap it up.
You too, man. You too.
Thank you, man. All right. Well, that wraps it up for episode 61. I said it right this time. Episode 61 of Ask Pro Man, the most feel-good episode I've had. I feel like we got to have really good conversations around incredibly important topics today, whether it was, you know, multi-language streaming, and sort of focusing on growth, picking a platform, how making content can sort of drive your own engine and then, you know, streaming off of a console. And God, just so much good stuff today. I hope that you got a lot of information out of this. I hope it helps you grow as a content creator, or inspires you to go out there and try something new. Thank you so much for listening. If this is your first time on the podcast, thank you so much. If you could leave a rating or subscribe, that would be mega dope. But at the very least, if you could share this with somebody who you love and thinks needs to hear it, I would appreciate that even more. Thank you so much, and I'll catch you next time. Peace.
Hey everyone, it's Bro Man. I just wanted to take a quick minute and do a little sponsored plug here for the podcast. As you know, we've been using Discord for all of our podcast needs and for the call-ins for the entirety of this show. Discord reached out and they wanted me to sort of bring some points about their platform to you all. So we're doing that. I love people that enable content creators and gamers alike. Discord has created a fantastic platform. You can check it out at discord.gg. I'm discord.gg/broman if you ever want to chat. But the whole point of Discord is to make it incredibly easy for you to create not only a server, but a community around yourself and your friends, a perfect place to play together. And if you're making content like this podcast, it's a great way to have one source audio where you have complete control over everyone who is talking. So if you haven't checked it out, I would appreciate it if you did. They make this podcast possible, and they're incredible people there. Peace.